Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. Thank you to everybody locked in all across North America. Yeah, that means basically the United States of America and all my friends in Canada. And I don't know, people listening in Mexico, I'm sure that signal goes over the border. What's up? Hi, Mexico. We're close enough, right? Much love to everybody in Hawaii, Alaska, and then everybody else who streams this show all over the world. Shout outs to the troops, man. They got the radio. They got Sirius XM. They got radio. What's up, y'all? Thank you. Hey, Shep, they're protecting your ass right now, Shep.
I know it.
Yeah, thank you, guys. We appreciate you. Shout outs to everybody out there doing whatever you need to do to earn a living as well. And maybe you just relax. And much love to you wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, okay? For the next 3 hours, I'm just going to sit here and talk about stuff. I'm going to have me some fun. I'm sitting here in the studio right now, and I'm watching the Los Angeles Lakers look confused. They're taking on the Los Angeles Clippers. The Lakers are Clippers. They're battling in Los Angeles, of course, L.A. They both have a record of 41-38. Clippers currently lead 63-49. About 2 minutes left here in the second half. Anthony Davis, foot was bothering him, but he's playing. LeBron James, at this point of his career, I guess everything bothers him, but he's playing. And then Russell Westbrook is like, man, you know I'm playing. I'm trying to whoop both their asses. Russell Westbrook has 10 points so far in this game. We'll keep you updated as we continue to roll on. The Los Angeles Lakers are currently the 7th seed. And the Clippers are in front of them at 6. So let's see if they decide to do a little bit of a flip-flop here in the standings. Earlier on tonight, right before we went on air, actually, the Milwaukee Bucks, they don't have to worry about the standings in the Eastern Conference. The Milwaukee Bucks were able to secure the number one seed in the Eastern Conference by beating the Chicago Bulls. And who led the way? Not Giannis. Giannis had a sore knee. The leading scorer for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight was Bobby Portis. Bobby Portis pouring in 27 points, grabbing 13 rebounds, knocking down 6 threes, and the Bucks 105-92 win over the Bulls to secure that number one seed. Bobby Portis, he spoke to ESPN and he said, yeah, I love this. Number one seed, I'd also love to win six man. I know I'm not a starter. It's Giannis.
I mean, obviously, on this team, I'm not going to start. Giannis and Brooke, they're going to hold down the four and five. So I think it's vital for me to come out the biggest, bring energy each and every day. I think bringing energy to the game is a skill. You know, some guys can't get up each and every day, but I think I do. You know, winning the Sixth Man of the Year award, that's been a goal of mine for 4 or 5 years, even though the first couple of years was probably, like, not realistic. But, you know, now I think I got to I got a great shot. So them voters, man, check me out, man.
Nothing wrong with shooting for the stars. And look at where he's at now, a legitimate candidate to win sixth man of the year. And so we'll keep you up to date on all the basketball games as they continue to roll on. A matter of fact, one just one final. The Dallas Mavericks went over the Kings 123-119. And we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. There's just so much going on with the Mavs and what happens with Kyrie and what's going on with Luka and are they going to make the play-in or playoffs. It's a whole mess. And so the only game going on right now is that Battle of LA in the Crypto.com arena. And we'll keep you up to date on that one. Also, an hour from now, as I do every Wednesday into Thursday morning, I'm going to deliver to you a new top six list. There's been a lot of attention over the past several days paid attention to women's basketball. And even on a larger scale, I wanted to present to you a top six list tonight that focuses strictly on women's athletics. I'm going to give you a top six list of the best female athletes that we have seen and witnessed in history. Yeah, history. I can only go back, but so far, but for history. And so stay tuned for that. We'll share that list with you next hour. But before we get into more basketball and get into the top six and update you on the Lakers, I do want to update you on some football, and then I'll get into Otani, another unique, I don't want to call it an accomplishment, but something else he was a first-timer doing. But let me get into some football real quick here, because this is about quarterbacks. No, Aaron Rodgers didn't go anywhere yet. No, nothing happened with Lamar Jackson, and I got a few details there. The general manager, DaCosta, spoke to the media today about the draft and had, I guess, a word about Lamar. But this is about a Hall of Fame quarterback, someone who went to 5 Super Bowls. He only walked away with 2. They came at the end of his career. He also could have played many of sports. His name is John Elway. We know about the success that he had as a Denver Bronco, one of the best quarterbacks to ever throw a football in the National Football League. We also know for the better part of the last decade, he's been an executive with and for the Denver Broncos. I mean, operating as their general manager, operating as their vice president. And 2 years ago, he said, "See ya. I'm going to sit upstairs. I'm not doing this GM stuff." He gave George Payton the job. And then today we learned that John Elway is done. He's not consulting. He's not being president of anything. He is leaving. He is out of the door. He's like, "Man, I got better things to do." It was only 2 years ago when he said, "I'm done trying to pick and identify a quarterback." And this is pretty much what John Elway had to say on CBS Colorado when he quit 2 years ago.
"Looking at, the last 10 years, I knew that there was going to be a time at some point in time that this is the position I was hopefully to move to. And so gave me the opportunity to move up, and I think it's the right time for me. And with everything that's gone on this year and being 60 years old and really not, there's some other things in life that I'd like to do, but I'd still like to be involved in football."
Oh, sure. That was 2 years ago. And he basically told the same damn thing today to the local news station. He's just like, "Yeah, I want to spend more time with my family." And now he's 62 years old. And he's like, "Listen, I'm going to be around if they need me. You know, I've been with the Broncos forever." And when we mean forever, it's like for the better part of 40 years now that John Elway has been a part of this team, been around this team. And he says, "I didn't want an obligation. I want to have a flexible schedule. I want to stay home. I want to spend more time in Southern California with my wife and my grandkids and my kids and just live the good life." Must be nice. Congratulations to Mr. John Elway. Yeah, it was tough. A couple years ago, can you blame him? I mean, he got the job. One of the first things he did, it took him a minute. He's just like, "Hey, Peyton Manning, come here, man." He gets Peyton Manning, goes to the Super Bowl, gets embarrassed, gets smacked around by Seattle and New Jersey. And then he goes to San Francisco a couple of years after that in Super Bowl 50, and they beat Carolina. I remember that because I was there in San Francisco. But since Peyton Manning's neck and arm no longer cooperated with throwing a football, damn. Broncos haven't been to the playoffs since they won that Super Bowl. That was 2015. They have cycled through about 8 different QBs. I'm talking about Trevor Siemian, Case Keenum, Joe Flacco before he was completely washed, Drew Locke, Teddy Bridgewater, Russell Wilson went there last year. The Walmart people gave him a gigantic contract, and he stunk. And now they brought in Mr. Sean Payton to fix it. And so I can't blame John Elway for saying, I'm done, find somebody else to do it. He's moving on. And for whatever reason, he seems not old or elderly, not by any stretch of that, but John Elway's been around for so long, it's like he's only 62? Only 62? Anyway, good luck in retirement, John Elway. No longer formerly with the Denver Broncos. Meanwhile, someone that we know is he formerly there? He hasn't signed anything yet. He's just been tagged. That's Lamar Jackson. I don't have any fancy news surrounding Lamar. None at all. We don't know if he's going to sign his tag. We have certainly heard the rumors that, oh my God, he might sit out. I don't think that's going to happen. Jim Irsay from the Colts has been let it be known that I don't want to sign anybody. I want a rookie quarterback that we can bring in, develop, and I don't got to pay a crap load of money right out of the gate. And so we don't know what's going on with Lamar. We do know this. Eric DaCosta, the general manager of the Ravens, he spoke to the media today about their plans for the NFL draft. And as of right now, and God knows this is certainly the case, nobody, maybe except for him and his family, nobody wants to see Huntley throwing a football for the Ravens. Nobody. The Ravens select at number 22. There's a chance, there's a possibility that they could probably still snag a decent QB at the position. If Hendon Hooker is available, who's to say that they don't go out there and decide to snatch him up? I mean, what are we saying here? And so Eric DaCosta was asked that question. It was real simple. If there is a quarterback available in front of you, Mr. Eric DaCosta, you going to take it?
I mean, I'd have to say yes, because we have quarterbacks in our top 31. So just based on that alone, simple math, I would have to say yes.
Yeah, it was also a very interesting press conference, because he was asked, or the media was asked specifically, hey, do us a favor. This is about the draft. Don't ask any Lamar Jackson questions. And of course, the second that Lamar Jackson's name was brought up, a couple of the media members were chastised just a little bit, put in their place. What are you asking about Lamar for? We're not talking. He's like, but I'm asking if there's no Lamar at the draft. It's always fun when the media gets yelled at. It's fun. Hey, Shep, you ever been yelled at by one of these people?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Have you?
No. Hell no. Who yelled at you? You were on site somewhere?
No, not on site. But I've been castigated through texts.
Oh, my God.
Like, how dare you ask for... You know, it's funny, JR.
Ask for what?
It's so... Well, full disclosure. When UConn won their national championship... I asked, and it was not liked that I asked.
What's wrong with asking?
You got me.
There's
you get
not
nothing
a damn
in life
thing
without
asking.
That's what I'm saying, JR. Like, and it's so funny. Like, UConn, as great as they think they are, 5 championships, 23 years. No, in all seriousness, like, you just had the lowest viewed national championship game of all time. CBS Sports Radio, JR specifically, has one of the biggest shows in all of America in terms of sports talk radio. Like, you can't give us an assistant coach? And like, oh, and man. Their attitude was, how dare you ask us right when we're at the podium? You know what? That's my job. We're doing our job trying to promote the college basketball game, and I got lectured as to when I should be asking said athlete or coach to come on a radio show.
It ain't that big of a deal. It's basketball.
That's what I'm saying.
If
exactly.
If you're up on a podium, you listen, bruh, my phone is on all day long. I get messages all day long. Right. You think every time I get a message is an appropriate time where I may or may not be doing something? No. You think I get an email or text and I go, what the hell are you messaging me now for? Don't you? I get a chance. I look at it. I respond. I try to be time sensitive. It's like, okay, you're at the podium. You won a championship. Don't respond. Then wait until after.
Right.
People take their what jobs, careers, whatever. They take it too seriously.
That's more a job than a career, if you ask me, especially that person who's in that said job.
I don't know who the person is, so I can't say. But we got people who take themselves too serious. How dare you this? How dare you? How dare you? Get your life together. People take their things too. You shouldn't have told me that, Shep, because now you know I'm going to. You shouldn't have told me that.
No, I know, JR. I mean, it was. Let's just put it this way. Like, the thing is, we're all busy in our jobs. You know, you especially in your role. I get all that. But if we work in sports talk radio, whether you work in communications, whether you're an SID, a media member, whatever the case may be, like, we're all working together. And this is where I got to agree with the people doing their job that are in the communications department for Baltimore. If you're making it clear that the biggest, most polarizing story has been Lamar Jackson for the last 6 months, and if you want to go back to when they should have franchised him, should have offered him a long-term extension, with the way the Chiefs did with Mahomes and the way that the Bills did with Josh Allen and didn't, this has been a 3-year ongoing saga. But if they make it clear we're not going to be taking Lamar Jackson questions, that's where you have to show respect to the team. And therefore, JR, you showing respect to the team when it's your turn to ask for some courtesy, some decency, and some symbiotic relationship, that's when the favor is returned.
Sure, absolutely. I still don't like that guy. I don't know who it is. But he's taking his job way too seriously.
Well, it was me reading between the lines, because he gave me like an exclamation point. He didn't like spell it out, but I read between the lines. All I'm saying is, this person that I dealt with, like, they've never come through for me. For UConn, like, every other team that we have reached out to has been more than cooperative. Because they want to promote their school. Because they understand when it's not 3 weeks during the year.
Hey,
most people don't talk about college basketball.
Don't worry about it.
I won't.
Doesn't matter. Don't worry about
it. Good. Good.
I'll have nice things to say about them in the future. Don't worry about it.
I look forward to that. Although they may go back to back, so I'm.
I don't care. What does it matter? I don't care.
Yeah.
What does it matter to me? They're giving me a degree. Am I getting an NIL deal? What's that?
Listen, the amount of work you do for higher education in this country, you may get an honorary degree from UConn. And I don't want one.
I'm going to talk to Kevin Ollie, and then we're going to. Don't worry about it.
How's his relationship with the Huskies these days, by the way?
That's why I just said this.
Got it.
That's it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to go from Huskies to Mavericks. Sports, right? Just everything is named after an animal or has a dumb name. Huskies beat the Aztecs and the Mavericks. Who'd the horses? The horses beat the Kings. It's just very complicated. We're going to talk about the Mavs on the other side of the break. I'm going to share with you some news on Shohei Ohtani. And we're going to keep on rolling. We're pulling up on a top six list, top six female athletes in history. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller, but a long-time listener. So first and foremost, I want to say I love your show. I enjoy it. It helps me get home at night when I'm taking a late shift at my job.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, man, go get that money. Shout out to everybody out there at work. Be in the kitchen, You could be in your car, your vehicle. You could be on patrol. You could be in a truck. For whatever reason, I appreciate the folks at the bar. What's up, all my bar people? A certain somebody here in Atlanta wasn't at the bar the other day. He shall go unnamed. He know who he is. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, man. Anthony Davis might as well sat out this game. What was he doing there? Wasting his time. The second half just got underway here with the Lakers and the Clippers. And for the better part of this game, and now extended past that, like it's like a 20-point lead here between the Clippers and the Lakers. About 2 minutes have gone by. Oh, man, I need glasses. 76-57. The Clippers lead the Lakers. We'll continue on with an update as we move on. I did mention this to you before we went to break. The Dallas Mavericks have just been a complete disaster. Since acquiring Kyrie Irving heading into tonight, their record was like 8-15, I believe. They're below 500. Both Kyrie and Luka have battled injuries. Even outside the two of them, I saw nothing that would lead me to believe that this matchup would work. This was just to bring in a star and pacify Luka and say, at least we have more talent. But as a team, there ain't enough talent there for the future. I mean, they don't have no bigs. You going to run out JaVale McGee and just have him play? Nobody trying to do that. So the Dallas Mavericks are just, they just treading water. And tonight, they beat the Sacramento Kings, a good team that also doesn't play defense. They got more talent. They have more depth. 123-119. And this was important for the Dallas Mavericks because they were in the midst of not even getting in the play-in. But as of right now, they stay alive. They're in the 11th spot. They need to jump Oklahoma City to get into that last seed. But with tonight's victory, they stay alive. And you thank Kyrie Irving. He had 25 points in the second half of the game. He had 31 points total. They had to bounce back here at the latter portion of this game. Luka Doncic finished with 29 points. And they're two games. They got two games left here. It was a furious rally to get things going. I told you Kyrie got hot. And, man, he started bombing away threes. Take a listen to this. All of it courtesy of the Mavs Radio Network. This is the first three.
Kyrie, the rebound in the lane. Up the left side as Josh Green took a shot. Kyrie pulls up for three and he hits. And Mike Brown's going to take a timeout. Oh, Josh Green really took a shot from Kevin Huerter as they were coming up the floor. And Kyrie wasting no time getting rid of it. What a fourth quarter he has. 16 of his 28 in the fourth.
And then he kept on scoring. He helped make the score 117-112. He hit another three as well to increase the score. Listen to this.
Luka to his left, chased by Barnes. Backs up but doesn't shoot. Across the way to Green. Fakes a pass to Hardaway. He'll drive around Monk. Wrap around left corner. Kyrie, rainbow! Oh, man, did he bring rain with that?
Yeah, because Fox got out of there on him.
31 for Kyrie.
Christian Wood. 14 points off the bench. Third scoring option, depending on what Tim Hardaway Jr. is doing. Sometimes he doesn't do anything. But Christian Wood, he up closed this game out. He hit a three himself.
Kyrie, Euro step, floater, no good. Wide to the left. Wood the rebound. Shot clock didn't reset. Out to Hardaway. On the move. Kick it left. Wood, 4-3. Kill shot. Kill shot for Christian Wood. And the Mavericks up by 9. 123-114. They've had the answers down the stretch.
Yeah, and the Kings were able to put a few more buckets up, but the final score, 123-119, and the Dallas Mavericks stay alive for the play-in. And this is not like if I need to just bring us all to reality. This isn't as if the Dallas Mavericks get into the play-in, and then actually win a couple of games and then get into the actual playoffs, and they got a chance. The Dallas Mavericks are similar to the gentleman who called me from here in Atlanta. He's just like, hey, if we only played defense, we'd win 10 more games and we'd be one of the best teams. I'm like, yeah, there's a whole lot of ifs there. If the Dallas Mavericks had a better team, depth, instead of two guards, even though they're different at the top of the lineup, yeah, then maybe they have a chance. But they don't. I mean, we can all be intoxicated by the play of Luka Doncic. We can be intoxicated by the dribbling of Kyrie Irving. But let's be real here, man. They might as well send them dudes out there to play 2-on-5. Dallas Mavericks are out here treading water. They're not going anywhere, even if they get into the play-in or if they get into the playoffs. It's the offseason, man. It's just a matter of when. When the Mavs get eliminated, and then we can all focus in on the Kyrie Irving show. Hey, Shep, you ready for that in, June and July? You ready for that?
No, I think we're all Kyrie'd out in terms of the drama off the court, but I got to give him credit, JR. I mean, and you've said it, like, you got to know the personnel to this team. He is doing everything right since he has been a Dallas Maverick, and I don't feel the same energy from the national media talking him up as opposed to when he was doing some things that he shouldn't have doing in terms of tweeting, et cetera, that they were doing to talk him down.
Because he's losing, man. They are losing.
Well, the Mavericks, yeah, Kyrie is not losing. The
right.
Mavericks
so, but
are...
What's there to, there's right. nothing to say.
Well, no, but he's been a great teammate. He's been a great teammate, and he is absolutely... He's putting up nearly 30 points a game on 48% shooting, and he's dishing out 6 assists per game. Like, that's... I mean, those are MVP-caliber numbers.
Man.
Unfortunately, to your point, JR, you don't even have a third legitimate scoring option for this team. And then the guy who's the best scorer on this team on most nights doesn't play defense, and he's more concerned with talking smack to the referees on every little mini call.
Yeah, Luka Doncic, well, I was going to say he needs to talk to Zion about a diet, but... It's not going to go anywhere.
But Zion's liked by his teammates. I can't say that about Luka.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to play with him. And hey, by the way, Mark Cuban let it be known that they're going to offer Kyrie Irving an extension. What that extension is, God knows. It's probably not going to be a 4-year deal that Kyrie Irving wants or is looking for. Who wants to hand Kyrie Irving a 4-year deal now? Who wants that? He's on the other side of 30. He doesn't necessarily have a track record of showing up or being reliable. That's with or without controversy. You can just look at his injury history and figure that out. That dates all the way back to when he was in college, and now he's a guy in his 30s. He's not the biggest guy. How his game ages with his already checkered injury past it's not the cleanest. Let's be real here. Who's giving Kyrie a deal? We've even heard the Los Angeles Lakers are like, what are we going to give this guy money for? We got a decent team, has depth. Is it all the way championship caliber? We'll see how much they can compete. I don't know. Even right now against the Clippers, they got some work to do. It's a hard knock life for everybody in L.A. as far as I'm concerned. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got so much more to do here before we get to a new top six list at the top of the hour. I want to talk about Shohei Ohtani. He plays in Los Angeles. Well, plays in Anaheim. They just gave it a stupid name for marketing purposes. And then, speaking of Kyrie not playing games, a few days ago, Friday night, we talked about it. The NBA did come to an agreement on a new collective bargaining agreement. And if you don't play enough games as a player, it looks like that you won't be eligible for a few awards and potentially some cash, maybe some bonuses there. I'll fill you in on that on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Folks in sports, you got to appreciate greatness when you're listening. JR absolutely has one of the best radio voices in the industry. Appreciate it while we have it at this hour that we're available to listen.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Looks like the Lakers are going on a little bit of a run here against the Clippers. The Clippers lead 81-71. And Shep, who'd you say at the game?
Michael Jordan. I'm the second most famous one in the world.
Oh, Michael B. Jordan. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just spoke to him a couple weeks ago.
Well, you spoke to him. That's pretty cool.
Yes, he's a cool dude. I don't know, his co-worker, Cat, what do you call him in the movie? What do you call him?
I would say his supporting, you know what, like his secondary featured actor.
What do you call him? Co-star. Yeah, it's co-star. Yeah. I don't know. He's laying low. He got problems. But anyway, yes. I hope everybody involved in his situation is okay. But either way, we'll see what happens with the Los Angeles Lakers. At the top of the hour, I'll be giving you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at the top six female athletes in history. That should definitely be fun. There's been a lot of attention paid to just women's basketball. And let's go beyond basketball. Let's take a look at the female athletes in a general sense. And so we have that coming to you at the top of the hour. But I mentioned to you, well, just now, Los Angeles Lakers, the Los Angeles Clippers, and one of the dumbest sports team names that I still scratch my head about, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Are we still doing that, Los Angeles Angels? That's dumb. Hey, Shub, they don't even do that anymore. They're just the Los Angeles Angels that play in Anaheim. Can we call the New York Giants and Jets? What would be an appropriate name for that? Like the New York Jets of Jersey, right? Wouldn't that be the equivalent?
Yes, but the Giants have so much history. It'd be such an insult to any sports fan to rename the New York Football Giants anything but the New York Giants.
I'm not saying rename them.
Right.
But I'm saying if we were going to take the same approach.
Yeah.
Be like the New Jersey. No, it'd be the New Jersey Giants of New York.
Oh.
Yeah, same thing for the Jets, the New Jersey Jets of New York City.
Well, they haven't even played in the Super Bowl in 50 years. They might want to rename their team.
How about this? The Santa Ana Niners of San Francisco.
You could also call the Angels the most underachieving, disappointing team in the history of Major League Baseball. You can
so
go
who
that
we
route.
Blame? Artie Moreno, the owner, right?
Yeah, I mean, again, JR, you've said it many times. You have the greatest hitter of his generation. You have the greatest pitcher of his generation and the greatest overall talent, you would say, in the history of the sport. Apologies to Babe Ruth, and yet they have not made the playoffs in 8 years.
Well, I would suggest he sell the team back to Disney, but Disney is like taking a hatchet to everything that exists right now, and so I don't think they would have any interest in acquiring a subpar baseball team. But so far this season, it's still early. There's enough time for them to certainly go out there and fall apart. The Angels are 4-2. They beat the Mariners today, 4-3. Always nice when you can beat a divisional rival. And Shohei Ohtani, to the shock of nobody, he had one of those Shohei Ohtani games because today was the day that he didn't just swing the bat, but he also happened to be on the mound. And with the victory, Shohei Ohtani had 6 innings pitched. He struck out 8 guys. And then when it came to being at the plate, he was 1-for-2 with an RBI. Just, you can't make this up. Pay the man all the money in the world. Give him a $500 million deal. Can't wait till he signs with the Padres. Anyway, we know he's a unique talent. He's out here pitching in the same game. He's hitting in the same game. He's winning and helping his own cause. It's ridiculous. We know in baseball we got a pitch clock now. You got to throw it, got 20 seconds. The batter, you got to be paying attention with 8 seconds left on the clock. Shohei Ohtani gave us a first. Shohei Ohtani came through and got busy. Not just on the mound, not just in the batter's box. He's the first player in Major League Baseball history to have two violations in a game. One as a pitcher and the other time at bat. And I can bet your ass we won't have one of these for a long time unless it's a legitimate blowout. I want you to listen to Bally Sports West. This was the pitch clock violation called against Shohei Ohtani to open up the game. He tried one of them quick pitches. Listen to this.
Pitch clock violation here has been called against Ohtani.
He's not in the batter's box at 8 seconds. Or I guess not in there in 8 seconds.
Yeah, there you had it. And then at the end of the, well, later on in the game, I told you he helped his own cause with an RBI single. He got busy. Take a listen to this. It's on the Angels radio network.
Here's the two-strike pitch on Shohei, and that's a ball out of the reach of the third baseman and being waved home is Taylor Ward. He will come in and score, and Shohei helps his own cause there with a two-out RBI hit, and the Angels now have a 4-1 lead.
What can he do? Shohei Ohtani is making more money off of the baseball field as a pitchman, as a spokesperson, than he is playing baseball. $30 million for the Angels. It's been reported that he's making $35 million to be a pitchman. And let's be real. How many of them deals are here in America? I don't know. I see him in a video game commercial, but that's it. And Shep, have you seen him in any other commercials, anything here in the States?
No.
Yeah, if this man spoke English, baseball would be in a completely different place. He would be everywhere. He'd be in Bo Jackson territory. Like, what can't Ohtani do? Well, we know he don't play football, but on a baseball diamond, what can he do? Now he's doing everything. He's big business. I'm more interested to see what happens with the Angels throughout the rest of the season. Are they going to choke with the pitching staff like they typically do? Probably. And then more importantly, can they hold on to Ohtani throughout the entire season? Will they be forced to trade Ohtani because they're going absolutely nowhere? And this is the larger question. By the time we pull up to, I don't know, December, January, and early February, when training camp, spring training breaks for next season, where's Ohtani playing? Is he going to be a Dodger? I have no idea. I don't know if the Padres had all this money stashed under a mattress. I don't know if they robbed the bank. I don't know if they did a deal with one of these countries overseas. Are the Padres going to give him this money? I don't think so. And Ohtani, it was made very clear to folks, just even before he signed with the Angels, like, I don't want to play on the East Coast. I want to play on the West Coast, so all I have to do to go back to Japan is cross the Pacific Ocean and not have to cross another ocean and a landmass. Like, you don't want to do that. I think he's going to join the Dodgers. Dodgers didn't spend a lot of money this past offseason. They let all the Trays leave. There's no Turner. There's no Justin. They let all of them leave. And they got some holes. You got Bellinger's now with the Cubs, and you're paying Mookie Betts. Clayton Kershaw's still there. He's not sucking up all the life out of the cap. It would just be he'd be deserving of it. I don't know how much more attention he'd garner in the market, though. Hey, Shep, could you imagine if he were actually American? Could you imagine?
Yeah, JR, I don't know. I mean, he's spoken very little English, and you've heard it. It's far and few between, obviously.
Yeah, he can speak English, yeah, but not enough to pitch, I don't think.
I don't understand. He is sitting on this incredible cash cow. He is, everyone says it, he is the ultimate unicorn in a sport that produces no unicorns. And he's Bo Jackson times 10, JR. Like, Bo Jackson was phenomenal as an athlete, but he was never MVP good. Even when he was an all-star with the Royals, he was never playing at an MVP caliber level. Ohtani would have easily gone back to back if not for the most historical AL season we've ever seen in Aaron Judge. And so I don't understand why he doesn't make that commitment, which would even put him even more rarefied air.
Yeah. To speak more English?
Yep. Correct.
He's making $65 million.
He could double that.
He is probably going to get a contract in the range of, I have no idea. And it depends. Who knows? Maybe no one wants to hand him over a deal for 10 years saying, man, you ain't going to last as a pitcher. What am I giving you, $400, $500? We don't know how he's going to age. But I would be shocked if he does not command at least more than 50 per. And if he's making 50 per on the baseball field, and he's making another 30 to 40 off, and he's making almost 100 a year over some peak earning years, let's say it's the next 3, 4, 5, what does he need to learn English for? Like, how much money do you need?
I just think there's an even greater scope and reach he can attain if he speaks one of the most popular languages in the world, specifically the native language in which he is a consumer. Now, JR, with that being said, he doesn't have to. Right. He's certainly fine. I mean, he's more than fine
and
with
sure
what he's doing now. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he is saving himself stress by not speaking English.
That's fair. That's legitimate.
He doesn't have to necessarily talk to anybody but his teammates. He can show up. He can go to work. Nobody will bother him. Could you imagine showing up to work? I get it. My job is to speak. Your job is to speak. Could you imagine showing up to work and then only having to talk to a select group of people and then everybody else is just like, I ain't got to talk to you. Could you imagine? And then you making $100 million a year? Come on.
I think Jeter would have liked it that way. You know, not
he basically did. He spoke English.
All right. But you would see him interact with kids. You know, kids meant everything to Derek Jeter. And so he would interact with them constantly and incessantly when they were in the front row. I think baseball's missing the boat with Ohtani if he doesn't eventually speak and connect with fans from a language perspective, 100%.
Yep. You think Rob Manfred has said, hey, man, come on, man, just learn a little bit of English.
He's thinking it if he's not saying it.
Let me tell you this. Mike Trout speaks English and is from New Jersey, and he don't want to talk to nobody.
He's not Ohtani.
He's not.
He doesn't throw the fastest ball in baseball. He doesn't hit the, you know.
He doesn't. Yep, exactly. But for years, there's an opportunity for him to help blow things up, and he ain't want to talk to nobody. Hey, and you know what? He got paid a lot of money, too. I think that's probably the reason. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get into the NBA, CBA. I'll give you an update on the Lakers and also on the Clippers. But it's time for a new top six list. On the other side of the break, we're going to honor women's athletics. Basketball big this week, but we're going bigger than that. Top six list. Best females, biggest females in the history of sports. Don't go nowhere.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not so smart decisions, like maybe putting too much trust in those friends you met at the hotel in Sicily. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliet Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time.
New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount+.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.